This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I am Cass. Hayden is here.
Hello.
How are you doing?
How are you doing? That's what you said. Good stuff.
And today we're joined by someone who appreciates me, Alistair Trumbly-Birch, ATB.
I like both. I don't know if anyone will ever know me as ATB, because I think when anyone hears ATB, they think of that 90s techno group.
Which one?
What's that?
I don't know. There was one.
Called ATB?
Yeah.
You're already at a 0% success rate with that.
Yeah. Yeah, great. All right. Well, that's great. All right. I'll be the ATB, but I'll also be Alistair Trumbly Birchall. Hi. Thank you. I do appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
And you know what? You know how the other day you added me on Be Real?
Yes.
And then
can I get your Be Real?
Yeah. Let's add each other on Be Real. But
also, I will say we're releasing this probably maybe a month or two after we record it, when it could. Be Real might be very out of date by then.
No. I think it'll be so big.
It's sticking around.
Be Real. You reckon Be Real sticking around?
Be Real sticking around, and it's probably gonna. It may even have its first controversy.
Ooh.
You know, by then. You know,
okay. We're behind it. We're not in front of it.
Yeah. Someone's gonna Be Real their murder or something.
Yeah. We will find out. Government is behind it, and they're actually, you know,
they're finding out where you are.
Yeah. All the time.
Mm.
Anyway. I'm sorry I can't add you because I can't find the area. You know how you showed me on your app where
you can't find out how to accept a friend request?
How to accept a friend request. It's not on the Android version of the thing.
Okay. I'll help you later.
Yeah, there's a section.
And today we're talking about the bowels of hell.
Whoa!
Bowels of hell.
So is this hell or is this the bowels of
the bowels of hell?
The bowels of hell. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not really sure what constitutes the bowels of hell or just hell. I guess it's the lower bit, the furthest reaches in.
Poop deck.
Does the hell have a full digestive system?
Well,
you have the mouth of hell, the gates of hell.
Oh, hell mouth, yeah.
Hell mouth, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So does that mean that there's an anus of hell?
Yeah.
Well.
Where does that send us to?
Nos of hell. Ooh.
Mm.
So that seems like it's a portal into another
maybe
place,
that's
right?
Maybe that's where door into limbo.
Or just blackness after that.
Oh, it could
just
be.
Just cease to exist.
I mean, blackness seems nice compared to hell.
Yeah. Yeah. Thing about hell that I don't like is the torture.
What's the deal with all the torture in hell?
It seems a bit unfair to me.
Bit unfair.
Doing some sinning up top. And then to be tortured for all of time.
Yeah.
It seems a bit extreme.
Especially when there's already seems to be like there's like just normal pain that you feel there from just the heat and stuff.
Yeah, the heat magma and all that and stuff.
Just the,
and then the torture.
Mm.
The atmospheric pain.
Yeah, because then if you're sitting in magma or sort of around magma and burning from the radiant heat.
Yeah.
Do you need to be poking somebody with a pitchfork? And also, like, I mean, are demons, do they look like that because they're just creatures that have evolved to withstand the heat of the underworld?
I suppose they'd have to have some kind of, like, thick, leathery skin that turns red. It's red, I guess. Yeah.
Would you guys, hey, again, maybe it's a bit too early to bust out my facts.
No.
Your facts about hell.
My facts about hell. I've gone to my favorite source again,
mm-hmm.
Quora.
Oh, God.
Quora. Okay, I thought you were going to say shoveling mattresses.
That's right, yeah.
I wish shoveling mattresses had a section on how painful is hell.
On hell,
this is my hell fact. I'm going straight to the hell mouth for
Thanks
this.
Very much.
How painful is hell? Hell, thank you. This is from James Hall. He's a Catholic apologist, theologian, and defender of the faith.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm.
Hell Catholic is, apologist. Yeah. So that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's why it's first listed.
Yeah, that's my main thing. It's my day job.
Yeah, I'm a defender of the faith on the side. I got to apologize for it first. Yeah. Hell is too painful to imagine.
Oh, no.
Such suffering is inconceivable in this life, as it is spiritual pain. Rather than physical pain.
Right.
Until the final judgment when our body is united with our soul. Hell is a pure, complete, and just punishment for our sins, which would mean that our punishment is something one cannot imagine, no matter how severe our suffering in this life is.
Mm. Something unjust? What was it? It was...
Hell is a pure, complete, and just punishment for our
sins. Pure, complete, and just.
Because, yeah, I've always had the problem with any of this kind of stuff where you go, well, right, your body's not with you, so you actually won't have any pain receptors.
Mm.
Your brain's not with you, so you won't have any ability to experience the pain,
but
right?
Spiritual pain.
But spiritual pain. Mm. But does that mean that we have a spiritual brain that allows us
a
to
spiritual
feel,
central nervous system?
Yeah, mm. That allows us to then feel spiritual pain. Because my fear is that, like, you know, because you don't have eyes, you're not actually going to be able to see down there.
Yeah.
Because you don't have skin, you're not going to be able to feel, hear, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But how do you experience hell and its pain? Is it just going to be all black and then you just feel pain?
It must be the concept of pain, which I guess would be the purest form of pain. Have you ever been in pain and you've tried to focus on it really hard and it sort of, it doesn't make it any better. It stops being painful almost.
Yeah.
Like,
no. I do know that feeling a little bit. Yeah.
I don't know the feeling at all. Every time I get in pain, I go, make it stop, oh my God.
Next time you're in pain that lasts for a while and you've got time to take stock, I hope you don't experience this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, it's like when people are like, can you describe your pain? What's your pain out of 10? And they're like asking you questions about it and they're asking you to quantify something that is inherently unquantifiable.
Yeah.
And you just think about it real hard, you're like, all right. Is it pain? What's pain?
Yeah.
What's pain? Am I just really uncomfortable? I guess my body is telling me a signal that this should stop happening.
Yeah.
And I imagine spiritual pain would be you don't even get to do that. It just, it's just, ow.
Ow, you, ow. Like, it would be, what is a painkiller for that kind of stuff?
I guess going back to heaven.
Yeah, not being such a sinner, I guess.
Yeah. But then he says you get reunited with your body again.
Yeah, that's what I was confused about too. What's that?
Apparently the final judgment, your body and soul are reunited and then you get physical pain.
Wait, right. So there's a pre-judgment. It's like when you go to jail before you get sent to prison.
Yeah.
So you're in holding, your bail's been set for $5 million, you can't afford it, so you're in jail. That's first hell, where you're spiritual pain.
Yep.
And then the judge is, the court says you're guilty.
Yeah.
You get reunited with your body and then physical pain starts.
But then your body, so does that mean, is that your body that you died from? Like, or do you get given a new body
that's
in good health?
Yeah, is it all rotten or what?
Yeah, because is it like, let's say you get decapitated or whatever, or you've, you know, die of old age.
You know
what
I reckon it would be? Is it, because you know when something people think about of heaven is you go, you get there, you get your ideal body, like you in your 20s or whatever.
Right.
Maybe you get your worst possible body.
Oh, no.
So like, you know, you're an old shriveled man or something, or like, I don't know, the time where you got sick and you're just sick all the time. You have a cold or something.
That'd be brutal.
Oh, yeah, I'm having a cold in hell, the warmest place.
That'd actually be all right. You clear sinuses in hell. That's probably something you get.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, but then you got all that spiritual pain. I guess maybe that distract from the runny nose or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, potentially.
Yeah, but... Yeah, that bit seems less believable, but like, because then it's like you go, well, isn't my body trapped maybe in like
in the coffin,
or it's been burnt?
Doesn't quite add up.
Like,
I don't know about this final judgment. Is that when you die for real?
Wait, what's judgment day? Is that that? Is it that
no,
as well?
I think judgment day is for everyone.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But like,
oh,
that,
maybe that is everyone gets put back in their body.
Maybe that's what they're waiting for. That's the final judgment when you ascend or not ascend, and if you're already dead, you get your body back and start getting poked with sticks.
It's funny because I thought that they when you went to hell, that was already your final judgment, right? And we were like, oh, well, it's forever. And then they're like, well, okay, it was forever for a little bit, and then there's going to be another judgment, and then that one's forever.
Yeah.
So does that mean you got a chance to fix it?
Yeah, maybe if you were there sent by the, you know, you were framed or something.
Mm. Yeah. Like, can we have a retrial?
Yeah.
Yeah, mistrial or whatever. Had a dud devil lawyer.
Yeah, if like or like somebody you know, dies and is like really close to God.
Yeah,
like,
you can pull some strings.
It's actually not a bad dude.
JC, my man. I need a favor. Yeah, he's shoplifted a bunch of shit, but otherwise pretty good dude.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this photo. It was us in Cancun.
Yeah, he shoplifted a bunch of stuff, but it was to have a sick time.
Like, yeah.
And
he
was
shared
only
it.
From corporations. He never actually stole from the small business.
Right, it's like it was Walmart. They're actually not that great.
Yeah, those guys are down there, right? Well, he's their enemy, so he should be up here.
Yeah, right. Mm.
Yeah, what do you think is in the bowels of hell that is different to the normals of hell?
Mm. I imagine it stinks harder.
Stinks harder. Yeah, I think you're right.
You've got your spiritual pain. Everything looks fucked up and it's scary because you have to see all the shit that's happening.
Like it's damper.
I reckon it also stinks. Yeah,
I reckon it's the normal hell, first layer.
A dry heat.
A lot of magma and, craggy stuff. What's a craggy? That's like rocks, right?
Yeah.
Like the surface of the moon, but red.
Because I think a lot of the stuff under the earth, it's not like, doesn't look like normal rocks.
Because
I think a lot of, it's lots of stuff that is like even before you get to the liquid bits.
Yeah.
And you're like dealing with stuff that's under a tremendous amount of pressure and under a lot of heat. Mm. And I think they're kind of a lot more crystalline. Like they're a bit more, I've seen some like weird greeny stuff that was from in there.
How'd you get under there?
Yeah. Yeah. And there's like this weird thing where part of the water cycle, this is such an odd thing, but like part of the water, like, you know, like when underground, like when tectonic plates, one goes over the other and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the water cycle is that there's some water that gets in there. And then under the crazy pressure gets locked up in these rocks.
Right.
And then
is that
like
a geyser is?
Maybe. No, I think this is then it becomes part of an actual rock. Like, and then it goes down and it kind of falls towards the mantle and then comes back up and eventually like then is broken up and comes back out and joins the world.
Whoa, weird.
Yeah. So there's this like, I don't know. It was just when I did some research on the water cycle, I found out that there's this crazy like geological part of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's weird shit like that with rocks where they're like are part water.
Yeah. That is also disappointing that we can't, because isn't like the deepest we've ever drilled like in like 10 Ks deep?
Yeah, like I think it was like 21 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
it's not very far at all.
Yeah, like, so like we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on. We're just guessing.
No one's checking.
Yeah.
Earth could be hollow.
Who's checking?
It's just hard, I think. And there's no, well, nobody's got
a big enough drill bit, right?
A big enough drill bit that can withstand enough heat.
Yeah.
And or
hot,
any benefit.
It's hot real quick. Yeah, and there's no benefit. That's probably, part of it, too.
There might be a benefit. We don't know. We didn't check.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Well, yeah, we don't know. But I think it's like, because I think the Russians did it and their stuff just kept melting. They're like, well.
Yeah.
What about, I don't know what to do.
What about you put something, what about you make it really cold?
Oh, I wouldn't have thought of that.
They
yeah,
really didn't think of that.
Call
we
the
need
Russians.
To reopen the Hayden Institute.
Yeah, the Hayden Institute for Science.
That's right. And then just go, well, like maybe if it was like, if instead of doing like digging a small hole, we dug like a big open cut one.
Yeah, like a mine.
So there was just a bit more like aeration.
A bit more ventilation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably they didn't make it big enough.
Yeah.
They're probably trying to dig too small a hole.
Yeah. And it was just getting stuffy in there like that. It was just very, very
it's only 21 Ks down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long time. Well,
it's a long time, especially if you're going around the edge like that to go down.
Yeah, sneaking in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we get rid of all the stuff in the middle too.
Yeah.
You do the circle. But
people need materials. Like people are mining for shit. There's got to be stuff that has some value.
Yeah.
What about if we did it instead of straight down, diagonal down, and then in a big, and it's like the size of a door. Okay. And you can fit some machines in there. And it's good ventilation. How
size of a door, you said?
Yeah, about the size of a door. Yeah.
How are we fitting machines in?
Small machines.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Small, thin machines.
Like nanobots.
Yeah, okay, sure. That's smaller than I was thinking, but yeah, that'd work.
Yeah, okay. Because I always wondered what if you could just make a very strong, very thin drill bit?
Yeah.
Right? And then you've got very small. Like I'm talking like the kind of thing you would use for keyhole surgery.
Oh, okay, right.
And you would use that and then just try, so there's less material that you have to push down.
Yeah.
And you're just less stuff you gotta keep cool.
Yeah.
But you're putting a lot of energy into keeping it cool. Mm. And then you just go down and then maybe like once you're like 30Ks down, you just like send little camera down.
Yeah.
Just to be like, look, check it out. Have a look. Anything good here?
Yeah.
A little peeping Tom.
Yeah, a little peeping Tom.
Well, how thick is the crust? Do you know?
It is, I think it's maybe like 40,
are we close?
50.
Okay, we got a thick crust.
I can't remember. I mean, I can't remember.
I think we're not even close to getting through it, right? Isn't it like so?
Surely if we just did a little bit every day.
I don't think like, what they were doing.
What if we were chill about it and we just did a bit every day?
Yeah, what if we were more chill?
Hmm? Yeah, I mean, I guess if we all work together as a planet.
Yeah. Mm. Everyone gets, hey, every actually, country has their turn at a hole.
Here's a good idea, right? You do it in the ocean so that when the water falls in, the water immediately boils and becomes steam and cools it.
Ah, yes. So
it's being cooled by the ocean.
Use the energy, the heat, to power a cooling system.
Yes. This there is a good go. Idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
They probably didn't think of that one.
No.
Yeah, so you power it. So the steam comes up from the bottom of the hole because it becomes, it boils, the water boils.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got some kind of turbine.
Yeah.
That powers a fridge.
Like just like a reverse cycle air conditioner.
Yeah, exactly. They'll figure the rest out, but that's we got the bones of it.
Yeah, but I mean, like that genuinely is trying to use like the geothermal energy as a source to make this thing basically be self-automated.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Carbon neutral.
Yeah,
carbon absolutely neutral. Earth exploration. Carbon neutral.
And also perpetual energy, pretty much.
So apparently, the Earth's crust is roughly 30 kilometers.
Oh,
deep.
So we're pretty close.
Yeah, we did some good stuff.
Wait, but how do we know that?
I do that in my car every day, you know?
Yeah, but under some places it can be as deep as 100 kilometers. But so I think they can figure it out using those like
lasers or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's like a lot of like that blast, you know, like blast stuff. I think where they make
dynamite.
Yeah, well, I think that like for mining and stuff like that, dynamite is involved because you blow something up and then you wait for the shockwave to come back and you can get information back in that way.
Oh.
Right? And then you find out how thick and what kind of stuff might be under there.
Cool.
Yeah.
There you go. Just blast it and see how much it shakes.
Yeah. Because I think even just like for the world, I think that they can do that with earthquakes and find out like, you know, if you hear an earthquake here and you measure it on the other side of the world and then you get some idea of like stuff that could be inside the earth.
Oh.
Oh, right. It's jiggling like it's full of magma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jiggling.
Yeah, I guess if it was solid, it wouldn't jiggle. It would crack or whatever. Yeah.
I think
Isn't
could be right.
Like the test they do on The Simpsons when Homer's trying really hard to get obese?
Yeah.
Oh, the jiggle test, yeah.
Woo! What's that blubber episode, fly?
God, it's like Homer's in the room.
Yeah. But then, yeah, so then.
It's great to know that's rooted in science.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
This is what I'm saying.
And I was just wondering about this, the bowels of hell.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that if there's the bowels of hell, it, like, I know I asked this before, but like, is there the full intestines of hell?
There must be.
Yeah.
Because like this idea that I guess, but because potentially you're going through it and then hell is picking little bits off of you slowly but surely.
Oh,
you think right? It's a digestive sort of system? Maybe.
Like parts of you are being absorbed into hell to help hell as a whole function.
Maybe, yeah.
That's a lot of H's in that sentence. I like that.
Yeah. And so then you're slowly but surely being turned into the kind of things that hell doesn't want. A sort of essentially like whatever hell's version is of a turd.
Stripping the good out of you.
Eh? Yeah. Or they're taking your evil.
Oh,
I don't know
yeah.
what they want.
Wait, what do they want? Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, so they strip the evil and you become good at the end and you get shat out into heaven.
Maybe.
Maybe that's a better system
maybe
if it's not what's currently happening.
Tub girl situation.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. A what girl?
did you ever...
Oh, tub girl. Yes, okay, sorry.
Sorry, don't Google that.
No.
Tub girl. If you don't know, you don't want to Google
check.
It.
Yeah.
It's not one of the worst.
She was sending some stuff to heaven.
Yeah, and it came crashing down.
Yeah.
It's one of those shock links that we got sent around in high school.
Yeah, people.
And it was one
like,
of the tamer ones, but it's not worth looking at.
I realize that at some point my kids will potentially see these things.
Yeah. You
know, like, I really hope it's all the classic ones.
Well, yeah. Tub Girl, Goatsy, and Lemon Party.
Party was nice. Right?
Oh, of course. Spin me right round, baby.
I didn't see Meat Spin until I was an adult because all those things really, the concept of them freaked me out. People are like, this is fucked up. I'm like, then I don't want to see it. Don't show it to me.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah. No, it was people, two people in love.
Yeah, exactly. Those three dudes from Lemon Party.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're probably dead by now.
Before I saw, they are now, I imagine.
Man, end of an era.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been, it must have been, it looks like it was taken in the 90s at least.
Yeah, I think so. And they were old.
Yeah, they were pretty old. The first version of that I saw was one of those ones where people were putting, doing paint drawings over the top and made it look like they were firemen, and one was going, breathe, damn it, breathe. It was like breathing into the other guy's mouth or whatever.
That's fun. Bit of rotoscoping.
Yeah.
I do like rotoscoped porn. It's very, very silly. I love when they make it look like they're in a band.
Yeah.
So someone's
playing
the guitar or like shaking the maracas.
A lot of singing.
Yeah. A lot of microphone work.
Yeah. That's great.
I just hope it's good because I was not of the right generation because I think it was a very small bit. I didn't get sent the snuff videos.
No, I didn't get
that.
I was not in the snuff video generation.
I'm very happy about
that. A lot of people
that.
Got some snuff.
I don't know if that's a generation thing. That was just what kind of sicko are you and what kind of sickos do you hang out with?
Yeah, there's also just like you're making a choice. And like I remember when, you know, when there was a few like, you know, when Saddam Hussein got hung and there was a few either ISIS or kind of
the
like
beheadings,
beheadings and stuff like that. Where it's like, here it is right here. You can watch it right now.
Yeah.
And you go, and I knew people who'd watch it and they went, don't.
Yeah.
And I go, you know what? I won't.
I trust you.
I don't need that image in my head.
I'm not that curious. I can imagine it to the point of like, I know what's going to happen. I don't need to see it in such graphic detail.
Yeah.
I saw on Twitter someone posted that very famous footage of that man killing himself live on TV.
Mm, yeah, I've seen that by...
The politician?
Yeah, I think he was a politician.
Yeah, I've seen that kind of by accident, but then not in enough detail, not consciously enough for it to entirely go in.
Yeah, you're like, what was that? Oh, no, not think about that anymore.
Yeah.
It's like in black and white, isn't it?
I don't think so. I think that's something your brain has added.
Okay.
to lessen the trauma.
Maybe it has, because I've seen people post, you know, images from it that are, if you know what you are looking at, it's very graphic.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I don't know, in my brain it's a bit old-timey, so it's not as graphic as it could be if someone were to do that in the modern day.
Yeah, it's like 80s quality.
Yeah, and I think maybe when I first saw it, it was in a documentary, and it happened quick enough that I was like, that's probably from a movie.
Yeah.
And I hadn't thought that it was real. And so then, and so I was never like traumatized by it.
It was like a flash in the pan sort of thing. Like, whatever. Yeah.
Flash in a pan. Is that, what does that refer to? That
flash in a pan.
Yeah.
Every time I think of flash in the pan, I always think of
like, you know, those firecrackers that you throw and they go, bah!
Yeah.
Oh,
and if
yeah.
you do that in the pan, because you go, bah!
Yeah, right. That's it. Like, but like, as in, like, is it landing in the pan that ignites it?
I always thought flash in the pan was like, if you accidentally catch whatever you're cooking on, like the oil or something.
Well, that's what I was just thinking too. Maybe it's that.
And it just like, it goes off all at once. Like if you burn the alcohol out of something really quickly.
Yeah.
But those, they sort of, they stay lit for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like if you burn the alcohol off, it doesn't go, wow.
Yeah. No. Kind of like you keep, you're like flambeing it or whatever. Like that. And then you panic and you pour water on it.
Oh,
and then that spreads all over the thing.
All of a sudden your house is burnt down.
Those are one of my favorite series of videos, is watching people not realize where they're like, oh, there's fire here. They go, I'll just pour some water on that. And then it goes like everywhere. And they're like, okay. And if, you know, as long as nobody's really badly hurt, those are very funny.
Yeah. Yeah, that is good. The panic on someone's face, like,
knowing that they'll be fine at the end.
Yeah. It gets out of control very fast. But
I once, this is a cautionary tale. So
sure.
I was starting a fire in my backyard.
Yeah.
And I was like, wasn't catching, the wood was really wet. Like, I'll put some methylated spirits on it. It was already lit. It's already very stupid. A lit fire. Poured a capful, threw it on, it went, poof. I didn't really do anything. So I put another one and went, boom. And then I got a little bit cocky. I'm like, well, this isn't, I'm going fine. So I filled the lid up a little bit more and it made a bigger boom. Not like so big that it would like explodey or whatever. Just slightly bigger than I was expecting.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't thinking at all. Anyway, it was fine. Didn't get burnt or anything. And then I look and I'm holding the bottle of methylated spirits and the bottle is on fire. And so it was like, it's almost like a candle, right? It's like the methylated spirits was in the bottle was full, and there was like a flame up the top.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do I do? What happens now? I'm like, and then I sort of, like, well, I'll just pour the bit out that's on fire. So I poured a little bit out.
Oh, my God.
Because I panicked. I was panicking. And then that was continued to be on fire. So because I only did a little bit. It was like wet on wet grass, luckily. So I stomped that out. I'm like, okay. That's not going to work. So I put it on a concrete slab bit. Actually, no, then I was like, oh, I'll just put the lid on, suffocate the oxygen.
Mm.
Then the lid was on fire as well. So I sort of, okay, you know, I actually can't remember what I did.
Yeah.
But I sort of was panicking. I put the thing down. I picked it up. I don't know what I did, but all of a sudden it wasn't on fire anymore. So I was like, well, crisis averted. And the bottle was pretty melted, but mostly it still screwed up. So
yeah, that oxygen thing might have been the thing that saved it, but like then it also makes you think,
wouldn't it explode?
Yeah, suddenly it's like, now I've got it under pressure.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I'm like, well, first off, the lid's on fire, so I can't handle it. You know, if I turn it upside down to put it on, it's going to burn me. But then I'm like, yeah, will it explode? And then sort of scene missing, and all of a sudden it wasn't on fire anymore.
Because that would have been crazy if the bottle had burnt a little bit, so just enough so that oxygen could come in. And then the inside started thing, and then there was like pressure and fire in there. And
I looked it up afterwards because I was like,
what did I do just now?
Yeah, and I was like, how close was I to really like fucking shit up? Because like if that bottle exploded, like I live in a suburb, like that could have started some, you know, scarred me or whatever. And apparently in general, metho is like pretty stable and doesn't explode, methylated spirits. And I watched on some forum. I guess it was Reddit, probably. Been like, yeah, I can't remember what this guy's job. It's like, I've had bottles of metho on fire in my hand all the time. It never blows up. I'm like, well, that's nice. I guess I wasn't close to dying or something. But then I also saw a photo of a guy whose bottle did explode, and his hand was all burnt. So, you know.
His hair?
Hand skin and stuff. So it wasn't, anyway, so don't. And I'm like, you know what? From now on, no more methylated spirits onto lit fires. I probably should have figured that out without having a close call, but I didn't. And hopefully, dear listener, you will learn from my mistakes because it was frightening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Would you like to hear some history of hell, the bowels of hell?
That's what I came here for.
I couldn't find anything about the phrase bowels of hell. All that came up was the Urban Dictionary definition, not even a real dictionary definition. So,
what is that?
You didn't make up the phrase bowels of hell, did you?
I don't think so. You've heard the phrase bowels of hell.
I feel like I've heard bowels of hell.
I feel like I have, but now I'm not so sure because it's not Googleable.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I was thinking too. Mm. Anyway, but I thought, what's the history of hell? What's the oldest religion to have hell?
Yeah.
And according to also a man on Quora, he says it's Zoroastrianism.
Oh.
Or,
that's the oldest religion.
One of the oldest.
Is that not the oldest religion?
What?
Zoroastrianism? Is that not the...
It's one of the oldest organized faiths. is what Wikipedia says. Oh. Also known as Mazdiasna.
Mazdiasna.
Mazdiasna. Yeah, I think I am saying that incorrectly. And I don't have this bit written down, but it used to be a very popular religion. Now there's like 100,000 people that practice it. It's very
Zoroastrianism.
Zoroastrianism across the world. So not very popular. But their whole thing about heaven and hell is you when you die, you go to a bridge, the Shinvat Bridge, which each human must cross, and you face your spiritual judgment. And you're either, and this is the bit I like,
yeah,
you're either greeted by a at the bridge by a beautiful, sweet-smelling maiden or an ugly, foul-smelling old hag.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And the maiden leads you to safely across the bridge, and it becomes towards the House of Song. Nice. Leads you towards the House of Song.
But it's a beautiful song if you've been good, or...
Well, no, and then the hag leads you down the bridge, and then the bridge gets narrower and narrower. It narrows to a razor's edge, and then you fall off the very thin bridge into the House of Lies.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And the House of Lies is contains foul smells, evil food, and a smothering darkness.
Evil food!
Yes, I couldn't find... That bit did not have a blue text thing on Wikipedia, so I'm not sure what they mean. I guess devil cake?
Deviled eggs?
Yes. Deviled eggs,
Ah. Maybe even scotch eggs. They kind of seem evil. I'm not sure.
The souls are packed tightly together, although they believe they're in total isolation. And this is the bit I also like, is the House of Lies is temporary and reformative. So you go through your punishment, the punishment fits the crime, and then you get booted out into the House of Song or Limbo or whatever.
Oh, that's good.
Wow. It feels like a good system.
So that is actually a bowel of hell. It shits you out into heaven.
Yeah, that's more of a bowel sort of situation.
Yeah.
So you go in, you know, your crime is shoplifting, but only from Woolies. And, well, you know what, that's probably... Yeah, 3 hours in House of Lies. Yeah, well, you know what?
It's
I'll
not like
take
a mom
that.
And pop
I'll
shop that. Or something like that.
Yeah, and you get there and you're sort of in agony and you're sort of in smothering darkness and it's stinky and there's evil foods all about.
Oh, yeah.
And
then,
you know, a couple hours later, you're like, you know what? That's probably the punishment fits the crime. That's nice. Yeah.
See, that's better. I think, you know what I found interesting was that the idea that it's the first organized religion. So before that, it would have just been a bunch of people just had some thoughts.
Yeah, like probably like
vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just been like, I reckon.
No churches and stuff. Just like, yeah, I reckon the sun is God.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. That's what I would go for if I was a caveman.
Do you remember having those conversations as a kid where you're like, what do you think? And then your friend's like, I think we're actually, you know, I can't think of any of them.
You can think of one? I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it's actually like before you're born, you get to pick everything that happens to you in the world and then you forget about picking everything that happens to you. And then you get born and then you do all the things. So if at any point you think, oh, this is hard, you're like, nah, I already think I can do it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, they make up their own thing.
Yeah, or like people would be like, this is what I just think it is.
I think as kids, you guys had some brilliant stoner logic. Like,
yeah,
you know, like I feel like I love stoner philosophy kind of thing like that.
It's
like,
just philosophy.
It is just philosophy, but it's just like, yeah, no, like right on, like I fuck it.
But it's done by poor people.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. Because that's what you find out about philosophy. You go, oh, the only time there's been philosophy written is when there's just been like people have been rich enough to spend a bit of time just sitting around.
Yeah, just sitting around and thinking.
Writing things down.
Yeah.
Have access to paper.
I can't remember which one is which. It was either Plato or Socrates was the mentor of the other one.
Plato.
Socrates was the mentor of Plato, Aristotle, I think.
That's right, yeah. But Socrates, the first guy, never ever wrote anything down, never wrote a single word down.
Yeah.
And it was just Plato being like, yeah, this is what he said.
Yeah.
Isn't that stupid?
Great. No, I love that. Don't work.
Just like it makes you think about this, like some old crazy guy's musings. It's like, and then Plato's like, this guy's a freaking genius.
And he would just walk, like Socrates would just walk around and just question people on the street. Like,
oh, really?
Are you living a valuable life?
No, I'm a serf. I don't know what era Socrates lived.
I don't think it was probably. Probably wasn't that great for, but I mean, if he could be like an ugly old man walking around and still like somehow making a living, like I think he had like. You know, he had a wife and kids and stuff like that, but he's out on the street, like,
just going, hey, what's up with you? I'm poor. Oh, yeah, cool.
I reckon there would have been so many people who, if they had been able to go back in time and take his place, they would have thrived.
Mm.
I reckon that's a very common kind of person.
Yeah.
And what was, a questioning person.
Yeah, just walking around the streets asking people, what do you do?
I mean, that's
what's
all,
about this?
I mean, you look at TikTok now, a lot of modern day Socrateses.
Sure, yeah.
People on TikTok being like, hey, you want this mystery box? And they go, yeah,
no,
all right.
That's different. That's no,
or, hey,
like
what
those.
Do you do with your life? And they go, I'm a student here at this university that you're walking around and filming people. They go, oh, okay.
One of his students, is it Plato that invented universities or Aristotle?
I don't know.
So it wouldn't have been quite, but it would have been like another, a precursor to the university, like a sitting around in a circle talking
about
it.
Yeah, going, what do you reckon about this?
Ponzi scheme back then. Like, well, I'll tell you what I'm already saying on the streets, but for a fee.
Well, I bet it was free back then. I bet.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
I mean, you probably do it for hot meals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
But back then, a hot meal was a year worth of salary. So. Yeah.
Well, like, you know, obviously, you could still eat, like, sort of cold, like, you know.
Yeah, gruel. And,
oh, yeah, you've got
gruel,
your leftovers.
You know, carrots and stuff.
A hot meal.
A hot meal. Oh. That's rare.
I'd talk to anyone if they gave me dinner. That's dating.
Well, yeah.
There you go. You heard it here first. Cass, we'll talk to you if you buy a food on a date. That's nice. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Alistair Trombley-Birchall.
Alistair Trombley-Birchall, also known as ATB. Where can people find your stuff?
You can find me on the Two in the Think Tank podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me at AlistairTB on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, yeah.
And then, you know, you can Google me or whatever.
Is the pop test still going? That was good.
Man, it was good. It was very good. But they told us this year that they weren't going to make any other seasons because we didn't increase our numbers in the second season.
Oh, fuck.
And so I was like, oh, there goes another 15% of my income.
Shit.
I was like, It was fine. It was very nice to get to do it.
Well, go listen to the old episodes of the pop test. Run those numbers up.
Yeah, run the numbers up. See if they go, whoa, something's been a huge popularity, and maybe Radio National will want to give us another season.
Mm,
it was very nice to get to do it. It was nice to make a podcast and get paid for it.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, one day.
We'll get there.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.